In the Hour of Decision, November 19. Stand like the brave. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The prophecy of declares that the power represented by the beast with lamb-like horns shall cause the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the papacy, there symbolized by the beast like unto a leopard. The beast with two horns is also to say to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, and, furthermore, it is to command all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark of the beast. The United States is the power represented by the beast with lamb-like horns, and this prophecy will be fulfilled when the United States shall enforce Sunday observance, which Rome claims as the special acknowledgement of her supremacy. But in this homage to papacy, the United States will not be alone. The influence of Rome in the countries that once acknowledged her dominion is still far from being destroyed. And prophecy foretells a restoration of her power. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. The infliction of the deadly wound points to the downfall of the papacy in 1798. After this, says the prophet, his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Paul states plainly that the man of sin will continue until the second advent. In both the old and the new world, the papacy will receive homage in the honor paid to the Sunday institution, that rests solely upon the authority of the Roman Church. God's word has given warning of the impending danger. Let this be unheeded, and the Protestant world will learn what the purposes of Rome really are, only when it is too late to escape the snare. 58. We should now seek a deep and living experience in the things of God. We have not a moment to lose.